रसास्तोमं हित्वा मधुरमुपवाक्तुं कमपिया सामावब्रीदुतिमिहा प्रजप्रकटयन् सदीवश्चैतन्नाकृतिरतितराङ्गना कृपयतु। कलियुग पावनावतार
The uplifting avatar of Kali Yuga
श्री
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु
परमांतरंग पार्षद
एंड हिज मोस्ट इंटीमेट एसोसिएट
परम पूज्य पाद
द मोस्ट वर्शिपेबल
श्री
श्री रूप गोस्वामी चरण
तार श्री स्तवमाला ग्रंथी
We are hearing from his Shri Stavamala book from the second Chaitanya Ashtaka and third Shloka. Shri Krishna Chandra He has stolen the treasure house of Ras on one of the gopis of Raja, one of the beloveds of Raja. He did it because he was very able to relish the ras from that storage house, from that treasure house of ras. So he took also the hue of this beloved of Raja and he covered his own hue with it. So in this way he manifested the hue of one of these gopis of Raja, being very curious, very eager. So may this Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bestow his great endless mercy upon us all. Yesterday we were relishing the commentaries upon this shloka.
Evam সনাতন তত্ত্ব প্রশ্ন করছিলেন।
And the questions that Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was asking Srila Ramananda Rai while they were discussing Sadhya Sadhan Tattva. So answering these questions, Sri Ramananda Rai, he spoke about the Gopi Prem. So then Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, this is definitely the highest aspect of sadhya, of all goals of sadhana. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told, so please, if there is something further, please tell me about that too. So Srila Ramananda Rai answered that up till now there was no one else in this world who can even ask such a question. There is no one in this world who can even ask such a question. Srila Ramananda Rai told, yes, it's only you who are asking or you who can ask such a question. So because of that, I'm telling you that amongst all of them, amongst all the gopis, then the love of Srimati Radharani is the crest jewel of all the sadhana. Amongst all of these gopis, Srimati Radharani is the crest jewel and her glory is described throughout the Shastra. Amongst all the gopis, Radharani is the crest jewel, and then also her prem is the crest jewel of all the sadhya, of all goals of sadhana. We can find descriptions of her glory throughout the Shastra. So in this way, Sri Ramananda Rai, he told that Radha Prem is crest jewel of all sadhana, of all goals, of crest jewel of all sadhya, or the goals of all sadhana. If something is possible to achieve through sadhana, then that's called sadhya, or goal of sadhana. But is it possible to get Radha Prem by performing sadhana? This kind of Prem is the topmost, is the highest. Because Radharani herself, he is the Hladini Shakti of the Lord. This kind of prem is only present there in Srimati Radharani.
Sri Karuni.
So what is then the reason that Srila Ramananda Rai told that Radha Prem is the crest jewel of all sadhya or all goals of sadhana?
Sri Radha Rani Sipai Seti Sambhav.
By Sri Radharani's mercy, that is possible. How it would be possible for Jeev, for living entity? So this has been described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Radha Sarup Krishna Prema Kalpalata.
That Radharani, her form, her Svarup, is wish-fulfilling creeper of Krishna Prem. And Sakis, they are the leaves and the flowers on this creeper. And this creeper is being watered by Krishna Lilamrita. So in this way, also all the leaves and flowers are being nourished. Srila Ramananda Rai gave an example. That when some creeper is being watered, so it can be seen what is the state of that creeper just upon looking at her flowers and leaves. We can understand if the creeper has enough water or it has less. Just simply by looking upon the flowers, buds, manjaris, leaves, we can understand what's the state of that creeper. So if the creeper is drying, we can easily recognize that upon looking especially upon manjaris, the buds and the leaves.
Radharani Krishna Prem Kalpalata.
Radharani is the wish fulfilling creeper of Krishna Prem.
Evam Sakhi Manjarigan Pallo Puspa Pata.
And Sakis and Manjaris, they are flowers and leaves on this creeper. So when Radharani is watered, is nourished by the Krishna Lilamrita, so then even more pleasure than the creeper itself, these leaves and flowers, the buds, manjaris are receiving. So in this way, as the creeper is being nourished, watered, then the leaves, flowers, buds, they are being nourished too. So in this way there is nothing else like this. This is the glory of taking shelter of Radharani's lotus feet.
Bar ni jasroike তিনি নিজের থেকে অধিক আচ্ছাদন দিয়ে থাকেন।
So those who are taking shelter of Radharani, they are relishing much more than even herself.
এর থেকে আর করুণার কথা এবং এই মহাপ্রভুর যুগের জীবের ভাগ্যের কথা আর কি থাকতে পারে।
So there is no one else more merciful than her, Srimati Radharani. And also, there is no one more fortunate than the living entities in this Kali Yuga, in Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Yuga. Srila Ramananda Rai gave another example.
ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের যেমন প্রিয়, তার সম্পর্কিত এই রাধা কুণ্ড সেই প্রকার সমান প্রিয়।
The shloka is being given that in the same way that Radharani is so dear to Krishna, in the same way also her lake, Sri Radhakund, who is having the relationship, who is related to her, is in the same way dear to Sri Krishna too.
Kenora Sri Radharani ek matro samasta brajagopi mandalir tini udhika sishtha.
Why? Because Sri Radharani, she is greatest among all the gopis of Raja. Only within her, the Madanakya or Mohanakya Mahabhav is present. No other gopis has it. And another example is given, this is a shloka from Srimad Bhagavata. When Krishna left Radharani, then gopis has found Radharani who was fainting. And the gopis told, she is the one that worshipped the Lord. In order to relish her, to enjoy with her, Krishna has left us all. This is why Sri Radharani is the greatest among all the gopis. This is why it's been told that Krishna had this desire in his heart to relish Radha Prem. The reason for this is that he is actually very curious, very impatient. He is very playful. He is the one that desires bliss. He He has the desire to relish the highest bliss. The greatest prem, the highest prem. He is desiring to relish the highest bliss of prem. So this is why it's mentioned that he is very impatient in this regard. Very curious, very impatient, and the one that desires, actually playfully desires the bliss.
Radha prem asadun kurle sau gopikar prem asadun hoye jaye.
If Radharani's prem is being relished, that within it, the prem of all the other gopis is being relished too. So in order to relish this Radha Prem, he has stolen the treasure house of Ras. So we can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the fourth chapter of Adi Lila, that Krishna was very eager to relish Radha Prem. The Lord is telling that the whole world is experiencing bliss that comes from me. But who can give bliss to myself? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. He is the one that's Ras himself, the one that relishes the Ras. So everyone is experiencing bliss by relishing him. So who is there that can give the bliss to himself? Can give, someone can give. If someone is hundreds and hundreds times more qualified than himself, then such a person can give bliss to Krishna. If someone is hundreds and hundreds times more qualified, having much greater qualities than Krishna himself, then such a person can give bliss Krishna to Krishna's mind, to Krishna's heart too. If someone is greater than Krishna hundreds and hundreds times, then such a person would be able to give bliss to Krishna. But it's not possible that someone is greater, more qualified than Krishna in this whole creation, in whole world. Who can be more qualified than Krishna himself, greater than him? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Bhagavan. He is the most qualified. Whose qualities are greater than his? It's not possible that someone has greater qualities than Krishna, that more qualified than Krishna in whole world. But Krishna is telling, only within Radha I can find such qualities.
Amar theke tar gun odhik bhav
Her qualities are much, much greater than mine, Krishna is telling. What did you see? How did you understand that? How can you say something like that? Which kind of proof can you give for such a statement that Radharani is more qualified than you? Because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. You are Bhagavan. And Krishna is telling, yes. I relished it, I experienced it myself, so this is why I can say. All of these aspects, as a sound, as a touch, as a fragrance, etc., everything can be experienced. The bliss is coming when these aspects are relished. That whole the world is attracted to Krishna, but and then in this way the bliss of everyone's eyes is coming. But then when Krishna has the darshan of Radharani, then his eyes are experiencing bliss. All the world, all the creation is experiencing bliss upon having Krishna's darshan. But when Krishna has Radharani's darshan, then his eyes are experiencing bliss. So this is how Krishna is telling, I can understand that relish of Radharani is much, much greater than relish of myself. All the world is attracted by the sound of my flute. But Radha's voice is attracting even myself. My ears are experiencing bliss upon hearing Radharani's voice. The sound of Krishna's flute is enchanting all the creation. The sound of Krishna's flute is attracting everyone and enchanting everyone. But hearing Radharani, Krishna is telling, my ears are completely absorbed, enchanted, experiencing bliss. The way Radharani speaks is so sweet. Hearing it, my ears are experiencing bliss, are completely overwhelmed. My mind, my heart is completely overwhelmed, enchanted. Amar So Krishna is further telling that he himself, he is giving the relish to all the creation. But he is telling, Radharani's lotus lips, the nectar of Radharani's lotus lips is giving bliss to him. And also that his fragrance is giving bliss to all the creation, but then Radharani's fragrance is attracting, is maddening even him.
Yudhyapi amar gunde jagatu sugandho radha amra gandho chitte hari mur
The whole world is fragrant because of Krishna's fragrance, but then Radharani's fragrance is stealing Krishna's mind, Krishna's heart. And although Krishna is telling his touch is cooling for everyone, then Radharani's touch is cooling even him. So this is why Krishna is telling, I experienced myself that Radharani's qualities are much, much greater than mine own. Krishna is telling that Radharani's form and her qualities, they are my own life. In this way, I myself experienced that Radharani is much more qualified than me, that she possesses much greater qualities than myself. So this is how only she can give bliss to myself. So this is how the desire to relish the ras of Radha Prem, this desire appeared in Krishna's heart. Three desires or three kinds of greed appear in Krishna's heart. First was that, what is that Radha Prem? Krishna wanted to understand the glory, to taste the glory of Radharani's love, of Radha Prem. So further, Krishna wished to understand, to relish the sweetness of his own, the sweetness that Radharani is relishing. Krishna wanted to relish that too. And the third desire, the third kind of greed of Krishna was, he wanted to relish the Radha Bhav, what she is experiencing when she relishes Krishna Prem.
Shri Krishna lob jaglo braj lilay.
So in Vraja Lila, these three kind of the desires or these three kinds of greed appeared in Krishna's heart. So this greed, it's not having a patience to wait. So this is why within Vraja Lila, Krishna was trying to fulfill these desires, this greed. But he was not able to. It was not possible. So finally he understood why that was not possible. Krishna told, I am the object of this love. The object or the subject of Radha's prema is Krishna. And Radharani, she is the shelter, she is the container of this love. So he wants to relish, like he himself, he can relish only from the point of view of Vishay or this object, subject of love. He can relish only from this point of view of Vishay or the object, subject of love. So Krishna was now considering how he can relish from the point of view of ashray or the shelter, the container of love. So his mind, his heart was eager to relish from that point of view of ashray or shelter, container of love. He was he just was completely immersed, overwhelmed. He was diving within this desire. As he's trying hard, but he's not able to relish from that point of view. Thus he concluded, Krishna concluded that only if he takes the position of ashray of Radha Prem, or the shelter, the container of Radha Prem, then only he will be able to relish this greatest bliss. He should take the position of ashray of Radha Prem, or shelter, container of Radha Prem. Then he would be able to experience the Premananda, or the topmost bliss, supreme bliss. So this is how Krishna became eager for this supreme love. This is how Krishna was impatient, actually curious and very impatient, very eager to relish this supreme love of Radharani. And this is why the shloka is telling that in this way, like his nature is that he is very playful, the one that desires bliss. He was very, very eager to relish Radha Prem, that this would be the way how he will achieve the greatest bliss.
Ei janno সিদ্ধান্ত নিলেন।
So this is how he concluded.
এই রাধা ভাব এবং তার কান্তি অঙ্গীকরি অঙ্গীকার
that he should accept Radha Bhav and Radharani's hue.
Radha Prema Sadite Hobe Avatar, Radha Prema Sadhaner Jonno Avatar Korbo.
And that he would appear in order to relish Radha Bhav.
Radharani's Bhav ebong Kanti ke grahan kori.
That he should accept Radha Bhav and Radha's hue.
Tai khani Gosai Pad likchen সেই কুতুকে কৃষ্ণ এই ব্রজগোপিকা গুণের মধ্যে কুশ্যাপি অর্থাৎ সর্বশ্রেষ্ঠ আছে রাধারানীর রসস্তম হৃত্বা রসির ভাণ্ডারকে অপহরণ করলেন।
So this is how this shloka describes Shri Krishna, who was very eager to relish this ras of Radha's prem. Then he has stolen the treasure house of her ras. He is Hari, the one that is taking away, stealing. Stealing is his job. That there are many meanings of the word Hari, but two are the most important.
সর্ব অমঙ্গল হরে আর প্রেম দিয়া হরে মন
that he is stealing everything away and then upon giving prem then he is stealing the mind too.
জগৎ জীবেরও সবার হরণ করছেন তিনি।
He is stealing from all the living entities in all the creation.
কি হরণ করছেন?
What is he stealing?
সর্ব অমঙ্গল হরণ করছেন।
He is stealing all the when something is amangal that is inauspicious, all inauspiciousness he is taking away.
এই বিষয়তে বিষয় বাসনা নিয়ে জীব 84 লক্ষ জনিতে কত শত দুঃখ যন্ত্রণা ভোগ করে বেড়াচ্ছে।
Living entities are having endless material desires, so thus they are appearing in 84 lakhs or 8,400,000 species, and in this way they are just experiencing suffering and distress. So these material desires, this is what's inauspicious. So in this way Krishna is stealing all of this inauspiciousness, all of this inauspiciousness, and in this way he is cleaning the heart. So then afterwards Krishna is seeing there were so many material desires, now I have cleansed them all and now the heart is remaining empty. And because of that Krishna fills the heart with prem and then he steals the mind. Giving prem he fulfilled the heart. The heart of the living entities, jivas. And then further on, he would steal their minds too. In Vraja, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this is why his greatest leela of stealing takes place there. All the forms of Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, all of them are stealing. This is their nature, their name, all of their name is Hari. But this Vrajendranandan, he is Srihari himself.
অতএব তার তো হরণ কার্যে থাকবেন তার তো বৈশিষ্ট্য থাকবেই।
This is why he is the greatest of thieves.
এই জন্য এই শিশুকাল থেকে আরম্ভ হলো।
This is why he started stealing even from his childhood. He was stealing from house to house of the gopis. He was stealing butter and yogurt. And then, while he was stealing, then he was caught. And once he was caught, then he started stealing the clothes of the gopis. Then further on, he has stolen their minds. Their minds and hearts were stolen by sound of Krishna's flute. And also their beautiful forms were stolen by Krishna. So in this way, Krishna has stolen everything from the gopis. He is the greatest of thieves. And finally now he took commitment that he also wants to steal their bhav and their hue. And at the end, finally he has stolen the bhav and the hue.
Rasastamam hitva eti sei bhav radhar bhav rasir bhandar.
So then he has taken away this treasure, the storage, the treasure house of Ras or Radha Bhav.
Sutrang sei rasa bhandar ke je churi korlen.
So he was very clever to steal this treasure house of Ras, of Radha Bhav. And he was very playful, the one that desires bliss. So he has seen that actually he has seen what is the greatest relish within this storage house of Ras.
Radha Prem.
This is Radha's Prem.
Sringar Ras.
This Sringar Ras.
Ei Sringar se duti bhag.
There are two kinds, two divisions within this Sringar Ras.
Ekta sambhog ar ekta hocche biprolombho.
One is in meeting, in union, and one is in separation. He was fixed that he wants to steal Radha's Madhuri and her love, her prem. He was eager to relish this highest form of relish because he is the one that's very playful, desiring bliss. And in this way he has seen the greatness of this prem in union. In this way he became Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Prema আশ্রয় হয়েছেন।
হি বিকেম দ্য শেল্টার অফ দিস প্রেম, দ্য কন্টেইনার, দ্য আশ্রয় অফ দ্য প্রেম।
আর বিষয় তত্ত্ব হচ্ছেন রাধার প্রেম, শ্রী রাধা।
And in this way, now the object, the Vishaya, is Radha Prem.
Jehetu Mahajan bolchen milone saibato thaika, jokhon miloner bhumi tokhon radharanir ba bhajagopika guner nikote ekak.
So as it was mentioned regarding these two divisions and how Krishna was eager to relish both, that Milan union was mentioned, and now that in union, that when the gopis are in union with Krishna, when they are meeting him, they are completely absorbed, overwhelmed in him only. When they are having the association of Krishna, and in order to get his association, their minds and hearts are completely absorbed in his form. And also when the gopis are in separation from Krishna, still they are seeing Krishna everywhere. The whole world is full of Krishna. They are seeing Krishna everywhere. Because their hearts are filled with Mahabhav. And the greatest is the Mahabhav of Radharani. So in this way, this topmost form of Mahabhav is of Shrimati Radharani. So in union, it is Madan, and in separation, the second aspect of the one in union, or Modan, becomes Mohan.
Modan and Madan.
Modan and Madan. These two, they are there in union. So describing the Madan Bhav, our Goswami Pad, he wrote,
Rajati Ladini Saru Radhayang Evo Yashoda Ekmatra Radharaniti Madan Bhavir Avasthan.
That this Madan Bhav is only present there within Radharani.
Vishnu nai aranya kono brajamala tu nei.
It's not there within Krishna nor any other gopi. Why is it called Madan? Because it's Madan in Krishna. It's completely enchanting. Madan in Krishna. So this is why it's called Madan. It's giving madness to Krishna. It's intoxicating Krishna. So this is why it's called Madan.
Sudran. এই যে মাদন ভাব, এই ভাবের বৈশিষ্ট্য লিখেছেন গোস্বামীপাদ।
So Goswamipad also writes about the nature of this Madan Bhav.
যে শত শত বিরহে, শত শত মিলন, শত শত মিলনে, সহস্র সহস্র বিয়োগানুভূ।
That within meeting, then first, that within hundreds and hundreds of separation, the hundreds and hundreds of meetings are taking place. And within hundreds and hundreds of meetings, thousands and thousands of separations are taking place. At the same time, this is the nature of Madan.
কিভাবে হয়, তা একমাত্র রাধারানীরই বিদ্যু।
How is this happening? Only Radharani knows. And the relish in separation is even more amazing, more wonderful. So that the second aspect of union, the modan, it becomes mohan.
Chamatkar is apurva sadhan.
This kind of relish is completely amazing. It's most wonderful.
Atranubhava guvinde kanta sriste vimurchana e madhune dimuhune anubhavuri bolchen.
So here the effect of this Madanakya or also Mohanakya Bhava of Radharani is being described.
Atrapi atranubhav govinde kanta sriste vimurchana asajya dukkha sikara tapi tatsu kamata brahmanda kavokarittam tirasyam pirudhanam
This is the effect of Mohanakya Bhav. Shri Govinda, he is fainting while he is being embraced. This is the effect of Mohan Bhav. Example for this is given in Sri Ujjval, Sri Ujjval Nilamani. That Dvarakapuri is situated within the ocean.
Dvarakapuri je ratnaraji tara nirmito samudra korbito hoyeche otashi ratnaraji chota samudre porche ei rokom Dvarakapuri te.
So Dvarakapuri is being described that it's a kingdom made of jewels, decorated with jewels, and situated within the ocean. So Sri Govinda is there, and he is being embraced by Rukmini. So although he is with her there, he is being served by her, he is remembering the meetings in Nikunja of Vraja.
Vrindavan kunje jokhon rajrani kortik alingito hoye thaken sei sretiti hrudaye udito hoa matrei kantalingito obosthayo tar murchhay eshe geche.
So while remembering Srimati Radharani, how they are meeting in the Nikunjas of Raja and how Radharani is embracing him there, Krishna now while being embraced by Rukmini, he is fainting. This is the effect of the Mohan Bhav of Radharani.
Asajya dukkha sikara tapi tatsuko kamata jakon uddham asaye Vrindavane elen gopi santonar jonno.
When Uddhav Mahashaya went to Vraja in order to console the gopis,
gopigunir premite tini hariye gelen.
He was completely stolen by the gopis' prem.
Kalin tader premer eto bishal ananto uchhas sei tarangguli dekhe ar Uddhaver moto je premik tini attohara hoye gelen.
So Uddha was completely stolen by those waves of prema of the gopis. In the moments of separation from Krishna, this great storm is rising there on the ocean of their hearts. So those big, big waves of their prema, the huge waves, they were completely, they took away Uddha. He came just to give the message, to pacify the gopis and to go back to Govinda. He was completely overwhelmed, maddened by the gopis' prema. So he completely forgot himself and he remained there in Vraja. He came just to console the gopis, but he stayed for 10 months. And once it was a time to go, So he went to pay farewells, to take permission to leave. So then this Radharani's prema, this Chitra Jalpa, it was described there in Bhramar Gita. So Uddhav understood that actually amongst all the gopis, Radharani is the greatest. And when there was a time to go, to leave, he told, O Ishwari, please tell me yourself, do you want to send some message to your Priyatam? Shall I tell him to come to Vrindavan?
Sri Radharani bolchen, dekho Uddhav.
Then Sri Radharani told, look Uddhav.
Tini jodi Vrindavane asen, amader je anondo hoy, eta to dukhe dekhtei parcho.
If Krishna would come to Vrindavan, that all of us will be endlessly blissful. You can see it yourself.
Shobai tar birohi kirupe akul.
You can see how everyone feeling separation from him is very eager to see him again, to meet with him again.
Kintu amar kotha ami boli.
But I would tell you,
যদি তার এখানে এলে বিন্দু মাত্র কোন রূপ ক্ষতি হয় কায় মন বচনে তিনি যেন না আসেন.
But if it's even a little bit hard for him to come, then better he don't come.
আমরা তার বিরহে চিরকাল এমনি বিয়োগ ভোগ করব.
Better he doesn't come and we will continue experiencing separation forever.
Kintu tini kono bindu matro khoti niye jeno na asen jokhon tini dekhben tini sampurno bhabe nischinto namon ele tar kono khoti nei tokhoni asbe.
But if in some moment he would feel, oh, now it's a good time to come, that he won't experience any difficulties, it won't create any problem in his mind, in his heart, then he's ready to go, then let him come then. He shouldn't come before.
তার কোনো ক্ষতি স্বীকার করে আমরা যতই দুঃখ পাই তাকে আসতে বলব না.
If it will be hard for him to come in any regard, then we will rather suffer further than ask him to come.
অসহ্য দুঃখ স্বীকারা তো কি তৎসুখ কামতা ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ক্ষোভকারী দম. এখন হৃদয়ে সেই হৃদয় দুঃখ জ্বালা যা তার হৃদয়ে জ্বলছে.
In their hearts, the fire of separation from Krishna is burning.
তার আগুনের কথা তো দূরে থাক.
Leave aside the fire itself.
যদি তার এক কোণা ধুমো বেরিয়ে আসে তাহলে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড পুড়ে ছায় হয়ে যাবে.
If even one particle of smoke from that fire will enter into the universe, then whole the universe will be destroyed. This is how powerful it is.
To gato sare tar ekti khudratomo dhumkunika sei brahmanolir beriye elo.
In some way or other, one particle of this smoke of fire of separation entered the universe.
ব্রহ্মাণ্ডকে ক্ষুব্ধ করে তুলল সেই ক্ষুদ্রতম কণিকা.
And it completely put in distress all the universe.
নরগণ সব রোদন করতে লাগলেন.
Everyone was crying.
ফণিকুল পাতালের তারাও ব্যাকুল হয়ে পড়ল. স্বর্গের দেবতাগণ তাদেরও দেহে শীত এলো.
Everyone was experiencing this distress from Patala Loka, from the lower planetary systems, up to Svarga Loka, the heavenly planets. Everyone was in distress.
Brahmaṇḍa Brahmaṇḍa bhed kore sei dhumkunika chole gelo Vaikunthe.
And even from the universe, this particle of the smoke of fire of separation that was experienced in Vraja, in Vrindavan, it went even to Vaikuntha.
Kamala Devir narer theke ashru dhara porte laglo sei dhumkunikar dara.
And even Lakshmi herself, she was starting crying tears of distress, experiencing just a particle of this smoke. Not even the universe, but even further on, further up. Even the eternal realm there of Vaikuntha, everyone was experiencing distress just upon a bit, a particle of this smoke. So describing this endless sadness and distress, the suffering in the pains of separation, then Goswami Pad gives example that there on the banks of Mother Yamuna, there was one Malika flower creeper.
জল সিঞ্চন করতেন তিনি নিজেই.
And Radharani was herself watering this creeper, Malika creeper.
কি বাসনায়?
With which hope, with which desire?
এই মল্লি বড় হবে, এতে ফুল ফুটবে, তখন নিজের হাতে মালা গেঁথে অলংকার আদি করে কৃষ্ণকে পরাবেন.
That Radharani was watering this Malika creeper and hoping that when the flowers will nicely bloom, then she will pluck those flowers and then she will make the garland for Krishna, make varieties of decorations for him. This was her desire. And Krishna didn't come. So Radharani was embracing this Mallika creeper and crying. So Radharani was crying and then she told to the gopis, she was showing that Mallika creeper. So Radharani told, now I will give up my life. So when Krishna comes, you take the flowers from this Mallika creeper and you offer to Krishna. She was crying. What to say about the gopis? But even all the living entities there at the banks of Yamuna, be it the different flowers, creepers, the fishes, the water birds, everyone was crying. Radharani was telling to the Sakis, look Sakis, my life cannot stay within my body anymore, my pran. I will give up my life. Priyotam, he didn't come back.
Sutran, ekhon tokhon kore din katlo.
I've been waiting for him now and then he will come.
Din kurte mas gelo.
Days and days has passed, the month, whole month has passed.
Mas kurte bochor gelo.
Months and month has passed, and then the year, whole year has passed.
Shorunu milona sa ekhon ar thakbo.
And there is no other hope, there is no further hope for meeting with him anymore. Because of that, I was not able to serve him.
It's not seva holo koi. So Sakhi bolchen, beche thakre tu Krishna seva, bole na hobe na to.
And the Sakis told Radharani, but if you remain here, then you will get a chance, you will be able to serve Krishna. And Radharani is telling, not. And Radharani is telling, not days and days, months and months, now year and years are passing. I'm giving up my hope that I will ever be able to serve him again. She's telling, my life is passing and I'm not able to serve him. But if I die, I would be able to do so.
Mure gale আর কি সেবা হবে?
But if you die, how would we be able to serve him?
বললে মরবো কি এমনি করে বিধাতার নিকটে প্রার্থনা করে মরবো?
And Radharani is telling, when I die, then I will pray to the Creator, I will beg Creator.
Jemon amar dehi je panchabhut ache.
That all of those five elements in my body, Radharani's body actually is not made from five elements, five material elements. From the tip of her toe to the top of her head, she is made from the Mahabhav. She is the personification of Prem. But this is the human-like Leela.
যদি এই নরনারী ভাব না থাকে তাহলে এই বিরহকে জ্বালাগুলি অনুভব হয় কি করে?
When they are all absorbed in this human-like Leela, believing that they are just ordinary humans, then this experience of bliss is coming. If that wouldn't be so, so how then they would be able to experience all of this kind of eagerness? But if they will remain in their swaroops, in their real forms, then if they won't forget the swaroop, then the Leela won't be able to take place. It's necessary to forget Swarup in order to be able to be in Leela, that the Leela takes place, that they will be absorbed in Leela, and that they will be able to relish the Ras from the Leela. So in this way, only when they forget the Swaroops, then they are able to experience such a level of prem and experience such a level of bliss. So this is why Radharani is telling, then I will serve Krishna with his five Mahabhutas, with his five material elements of my body.
যেখানে যেখানে আমার প্রিয়তম যাবেন সেই সেইখানে আমি ভূমি হয়ে থাকব।
Wherever my priyatam will go, I will be the soft earth.
আমার দেহের ভূমি অংশ।
So the element of the earth of my body will be serving then.
যাহা যাহা বিহরই সেই নব জলধর শ্যাম তথি তথি মোহি হয়ম যে দেহটা যেন মোহি পৃথিবী হয়ে যায়।
So wherever he will go, this element of earth of my body will be there serving him. Wherever he will go, I will be the soft earth for him. Oh, how beautiful is this soft earth! Krishna will think, and in this way, I will be able to serve him. So wherever Krishna will go, needing to take bath, the element of the water of my body will be serving him. I will become that water in which he will take bath.
Ami
becoming water, then I will serve Krishna in such a way that during the hot season I will be cool water, and within the cold season, the winter, I will become the hot water, the warm water. Oh, how much bliss he will experience then, and in this way I'll be able to serve him. And whenever he would look in the mirror, I will become the light so that he can see. And wherever he will go, also I will become the pleasing breeze, the mild wind. So in this way, I will be able to serve Krishna with the five elements of my body. So this is the Divyonmad, the madness in the divine madness of Radharani. This is the last point, last limit.
Mahaprabhu ei charam bole ei jibon mati tini asadun kunde.
So in this way Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Divya Unmad he was relishing.
Sir jir vida prabhu dalas basar krishner griho dukkho hog hoy nirantar adhikar jista dise uddhava darshane siru dasa prabhur hoy ratri dine nirantar hay prabhur birahur ma dei dipurma.
In this way Gauranga Mahaprabhu was experiencing Divya Unmad.
Brahmamaya chista sada pralabhamaya bad rum kubir vakt udgam danta sab hale
This Udgurna state also was taking place. The shlokas describe how in Gambira, the day and night, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would be without sleep. They were sleepless nights, and he would experience this Udgurna dash, this Udgurna state.
Amadir Gusai Pad, see, Ta Lolita Madhav Natoki.
Our Goswami Pad, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he describes this Udgurna dosh or the state of Udgurna of Srimati Radharani in his play Lalita Madhav. Amazing, wonderful. It's not possible to imagine it. And Chitrajalpa, the other state that Radharani was experiencing, was described in Brahmar Gita.
Se Brahmar Gita amras Srimad Bhagavate dasam skande 47 adhyaye dekhte pai.
So in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, in 47th chapter, we can find Brahmar Gita.
Ja sakhar Srimuddham mahasaya samriti ki.
What Uddhav Mahashay himself he witnessed, he has seen.
Ar unmadonay bhramor ke tini krishne dut bole mone korchen.
Radharani, he was speaking to a bumblebee, thinking it that that is the messenger of Krishna. So in this divine madness, Radharani spoke to him, to the bumblebee.
Aar oi Krishna ke koto soto jeno tiroskar kore jacche.
And in hundreds and thousands of ways, she is chastising Krishna.
Tar bhitori nigura artho royeche Sri Radharanir sei prakar Krishnir charom mohima kothor emon ar kiu bolte parbe na.
So in this way, this glorious speech of Radharani towards Krishna, no one else can express that. So all of these bhavas were relished by Mahaprabhu. So this is his relish.
Sri Sri Guru Lilay, Ji Sri Radharanir Bhavti Asadan Kuresen Namadir, Sri Lokubiraj Gusai Pad, Tini Slukti Jasi Slukti Gi Jagai, Jekani Krishna Bulsen.
So Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami expresses in his shlokas this relish of Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Radha Bhav.
Ji Radharanir Bhav Madhuri Asadam Korvo Tar Bhav Niye Sistane Slukti Vinyas Koreche.
So in this way, also in this shloka of Srila Rupa Goswami, it's been described that Krishna was eager to relish this mood of Radharani, Radha Bhav. So this is why he has taken away, he has stolen the ras from this treasure house of ras. So, in the further shloka, Goswami Pad will describe the other relishes. So, by his mercy, we'll hear about that tomorrow. And today, our Bhagavad Gata concludes here.